Hey y'all, this is Trent Knox with the Trent Knox Show. This is an episode for the new series, Hard Knock Life with Trent Knox. In this episode, we're featuring DJ SAB, Anthony Anthem, and Jeff Jett. Anthony Anthem is the host of Delivery Bros podcast. He's coming on the show to talk about his new job, his new apartment, and all the cool stuff going on in his life, even though we're locked down in this pandemic and we're having these social distancing orders and stuff like that. But, you know, things are getting back to normal in some way. DJ SAB, same deal, man. He's doing that hustle, that gig economy work. He's making it happen in the DoorDash and Uber Eats business. And then last but not least, we have at the end of the show, Jeff Jett of Jett Studios coming on. Jeff and I are going to be working on another project, putting together a studio for him at his, his DIY studio at his home studio. It's more like a modular studio. We'll see how that works out, but we're going to go check that out. But this podcast is pretty rough, but it does have some highlights, and I hope that you enjoy it. Once again, thank you for watching, and enjoy the show. I just rolled a dice, packed up in the Audi, back and go little Joe, I just hit my 40, grip ripping on some grain, swinging like I stole it, shorty got big thighs, juicy as she pumpkin, I just rolled a dice. I think we're almost live, I'm pretty sure.
Almost there.
We're almost live, and we're live. This is Hard Knock Life. With Trent Knox featuring two amazing guests, DJ SAB up in the top right corner. Say what's up. Oh, no, that's wrong. He's the bottom left corner on the stream. I don't even know
where I am.
Bottom left corner. And then to our top right corner, we have none other than Anthony Anthem. Anthem, want to say what's up?
Anthony Anthem, what's up?
Is there a delay?
Oh. Am I delayed?
What are we dealing with here? I don't know. But wait, what? You don't see anybody, Seabass?
I only see two of us. I see me to the left and you to the right. I tried to scroll down.
I see Trent and I see myself, but I don't see Seabass.
I just wasn't seeing him, but I don't see him.
Can you hear him?
I can't hear him at all either.
Wait, what? That's just how this goes. It's the Hard Knock Life, and we're trying to make it happen. I'm almost positive that the stream is gonna come out good, but we had like a little bit of a how-to rolling session before we got onto this, and we got vapors, smokers, I don't know what I do. I do something. I probably inhale. They say don't inhale. I inhale. Yeah, so
it's good for the soul.
We live right now, right?
Yeah, we're live. What the heck, man? You can't see Anthony?
I can't. I was gonna grab my sunglasses because I look already toe up.
Oh man. Dude, is my video glitching out?
It's yeah.
Yeah, you kinda
like old school like video things, man.
Frame by frame?
My bad.
Yeah, frame by frame.
Dude, that's hilarious because it's kind of like doing that. It's not doing that on the stream, but it's doing that in the video call. Oh, man. This is tough. But we're trying to make it happen. Frame by frame, here we go. Let's see. Maybe I should have lowered the resolution. I wonder
if... Wait, this is live on Facebook?
This is live on Facebook, live on Twitch, live on YouTube, live on DLive, Mixer, and Periscope, which is Twitter. I haven't talked to y'all in a minute. I know Seabass is also a courier delivery driver, man, and I
didn't know if you knew this, but Anthony Anthem does this podcast called the Delivery Bros Podcast, and he started out with his brother doing the podcast while they were doing was it DoorDash or Postmates?
We were doing DoorDash.
Yo, that's right. Isn't that what you've been doing? You're on Uber Eats. Which one are you doing now, Sebas?
I do both at the same time to get paid. Like hit or miss sometimes depending on the day. Saturday, surprisingly, was pretty slow. But I think it's because it was a nice day and everybody was like,
sorry,
trying to get out the house. So
that was on my end.
It was pretty slow for a Saturday. The last month or so, though, has been super busy every day.
With those people? Hello?
No.
This is.
Can you hear Seabass?
No, I cannot.
You probably can't even hear me or something.
Dude, how is this hilarious? I'm having like two conversations, and like you can't hear him. I can't.
That's why I'm going to have to react to what he says because I can't hear him and he probably can't hear me. So this is going to be weird, but okay.
Dude, I don't know how this is working. Okay, so, dude, how is this working? And you guys can't scroll down, can you, to turn the audio on?
Nope, on my screen, it's just you and me and there's a question mark thing.
It's like, I don't see him. You're having like two side conversations.
Wait, hold on.
Go lay down.
Can you let me come back in the room. Let's restart this. I'll be right back. Hopefully y'all can see both each other. Hold on.
Got sleepy bees in my eyes. Hey, I'm the only nigga left. What's up, y'all? Essay to the sleepy bees. This nigga even tell me nothing about no sleepy bees. What the
heck? It's very, very strange what we got going on here. Oh, maybe we just go to smooth and cool. What is going on here, man? Why is this bugging out? Yo. All right, my stuff dropped out. That's amazing. It's hilarious. It's so funny. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on. Yo. Yo, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
You can hear me, but my video's not going anywhere.
Are you not moving? I thought you were just stuck in that position. That makes sense now. You're frozen.
I was wondering,
nigga not moving for a while. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
My audio is working, but
technical difficulties. We're just gonna go live on Twitter instead. It's a lot easier. You can just tweet and all that good shit. This is good.
Okay, what's going on, buddy? Why is this just like glitching out?
That's what's up. I can hear you now. No video though. Oh shit, there's three videos. What is this? Who's that?
Now are we back at it again?
Who's this? There we go. There we go. There's a lot of melatonin in this room.
Now
we're like this.
Wait, can you? Wait, is it not working?
Yeah.
All right.
What up? Yeah, everybody's working except for you.
This is how this works. This is perfect. Oh, snap. Yeah, but I gotta fix his video, and then we'll get my video fixed. Once we can get all this video fixed.
At least we got audio, right? Yeah, we definitely can hear you.
That's good.
This is the culture right
now.
Oh,
he left.
2020 summed up in a whole nutshell. Well,
he left, dude. He got disconnected.
Yeah,
he's out of it.
Described by a live stream. There we go. This is what I would call 2020 in a nutshell.
Oh, look, I'm back.
Instead, I can only handle back. Having two of y'all over video. Who's over here playing on my phone? Johnny. Oh, my goodness.
My face.
Yo, did you send me the link so I could share it in my Warzone group so my friends cannot watch me?
Dude, I'm trying to get this.
All right, get the solo dolo. Hi, guys. This is tough. Oh, I thought I had the room to myself. Never mind. I was going to take over this show.
What is this supposed to do?
Oh, wait, shit. All three of us are here. Trent, send me that link now so I can. We're all here. Oh.
Wait.
Oh, God.
Wait, now what? What just happened?
We were all three here. Now, oh, damn.
What just happened, man? Is everybody here now?
Some mysterious way.
Oh, I see all three of us.
Yeah, you're here, but the image of you is with your eyes shut, which is really creepy. I don't like that.
Hold on.
Just go black screen instead of that.
Yeah, man, you're like.
I'm trying, dude.
A good hit of like. It looked like you took a hit of like heat for the first time and like. Just like going
dude,
with
I'm
it.
Going, I'm going.
You look like you can still like a DMT hit.
I'm gonna.
Hella strong drug. And you're just like, ride. You'll be all right. Just.
You're like, happiness.
Dude, wait. What's going on your screen? I can't tell.
Put on my song. Put on my song.
I can't tell what's going on.
It's just, you're frozen with a goofy image is the best way to say that. We can hear you, but the image that froze on there, it's hilarious.
Wait, is this better?
Oh, no.
Is this better?
Oh, wait.
We lost him again.
Damn. You know what? Nobody's watching.
Hold on.
You know what? I'm going to come back in 5 minutes. Hopefully these niggas got all the cameras back working. There's one.
Man, me and him have been at this for about an hour or two.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yep. Jesus squeezes.
Yo.
Well, hopefully it'll pop in anytime soon. If anybody's watching this live stream, shout out to y'all for putting up with this bullshit. I came back 5-10 minutes later, and this will be going on. I'll try again next week.
What? Really, the people standing there, out, man.
All you people on Twitch, Facebook, and I don't know what else this is.
Yes, for
being at home and being safe.
I'm literally.
Oh. Shout out to all the mamas. Tax season coming up. You know I'm about to claim y'all, huh? Just kidding. I'm just. Shout out to that extension, huh? I still need to get my shit done. That's the last thing my mom. Dynamite, where you going? Sebastian, but they just call me Sab. Nice to meet you, man. You in Austin? Yeah. I'm up in Round Rock.
Oh, that's why the freaking.
Oh, you from Missouri? Hell yeah. Tech Nine, huh? You heard that new album he dropped? Oh yeah. Oh god.
I was like, well, I ain't from St. Louis, so I ain't gotta worry about that too much.
Hey, I used to jam the shit out of St. Lunatics. Murphy Lee was my favorite rapper for a minute.
Man, so underrated.
Yeah, right? He's still out there putting shit out, but when he was blowing up, his shit was, oh, man. Bless that
one. Oh, yeah, man. He was like, man, the punch.
Oh. There Hold we on. Go.
Oh god, dude! Oh my gosh!
Yo, this is gonna be interesting.
Oh, you back? Okay, it's us, but there's no train.
So I guess we're gonna host the show ourselves. Thank you, Trent, for setting all up all the live streams. I can never do it. I don't do any of that. But what is there to talk about that's not sad or anything like that? I don't know. There's good weed out there.
Yo.
Uh-oh. I see three windows. Let's go. Right? God damn.
Yo.
They say niggas is late. Well, this nigga showed up. He said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna be the anonymous host that they hear but don't need to see." I like that trend. That's a new kind of.
Can you see me? You can't see me.
Nope.
Nope.
I just see a thing at the bottom.
But y'all can hear
me. I ain't seeing you or John Cena. Yeah.
Okay, everybody can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, thank God, dude. I don't know what happened, dude. I at least you guys now can see and hear each other, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's going.
Yep.
Dude, I think I just have a terrible PC, man. I need to get a better, beefier PC to handle y'all's video cameras, because y'all coming through on the stream good, but. And my video is good on the stream, but when I go into the video call and I try to do the video call, it don't work. So, all right. So here we are back at this is officially starting the show again.
First 10 minutes don't count. I understand.
What were we talking about? What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. We were talking about
blackpeoplemeet.com.
No, we're talking about
blackpeoplemeet.com. I love that site. Oh.
You're gonna make me have to look up
what we were talking about. Delivery.
Oh.
Games, it's like it's like the crack game right now, man. People, they won and they hungry. It's us and Amazon. We the real essential workers out here.
I work a regular job with this too.
You got a regular job now? What's up? What are you doing?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I drive for the railroad. They got me basically taking these dudes to the railroad sites.
Wait, so you're a conductor?
So I do that along with the delivery on the side.
You're a train conductor?
Oh, no, I am not a conductor. I'm the guy that takes them to the trains.
That's a dope-ass job. I want to just drive these niggas to the site and not have to do shit. Fuck yeah. Y'all call me when you need me to pick you up. I'll be back. That was awesome.
I mean, shoot, I get up a little early, but man, I appreciate it. Shoot, I get up at 1:30 every day. I can't trip.
Hell yeah. Got the rest of the day to just chill, make a little side money.
Oh, man. So how y'all been during this pandemic?
Upset about it.
Exactly. I'll take a nap for a couple hours.
What'd you say, Trey? How we been?
Yeah, how you been through the pandemic? You holding down? Y'all all right? You straight?
I mean, I'm still alive. Niggas die every day, B, so I can't complain.
So for real?
There was like a 5-second delay on that.
Well, we could, dude. I'm here. Where, dude? You killing me? You killing me, man?
Sure, didn't know how to respond to that.
Killing me over here, man. Kill me.
Speaking of that, I mean, we could use "Nigga Die Every Day" to cycle into the topic of how it is somehow in 2020 niggas get killed jogging.
Wait. Oh.
Is that too political? We're going to keep this family friendly.
Bro, I was trying to put two and two together of what you were talking about. That's terrible. That's bad, dude.
It's terrible.
That's bad.
But it's 2020.
What, you think he was on a run?
Still happens. No, I'm just saying, like, it's 2020 and shit like this still happens. Plenty of social Huh?
Where'd this guy go? Where'd he go? His connection left
He's
or
probably
what?
Gonna pop back in. Nah, I think this shit's just hit or miss.
Oh man. I think we got another guest coming in here.
We gotta get a Zoom party started or something. I heard those are cool. Have you been to a Zoom dance party yet?
Oh no, I haven't yet, but the Zoom it costs money to do the Zoom thing.
Oh. Well, I did not know that. I haven't used it.
I'm bringing another person into the call. Let's try this.
No, it's for the people, man. Sorry if I got too political back there, man.
Yeah, you might have gotten a little bit too political with that one, man. To be honest, I don't even know. Like, that thing, that seems staged to me. But whatever.
Yeah, you think they're trying to set up that race war already?
Well, dude, it looked like they got the wrong message, man. Someone told them to wear masks, but they they wore the wrong type of mask.
You know what this kind of reminds me of a way? Did you ever watch Watchmen, the HBO show?
No, not really.
Well, in that show, all the cops wear masks now for their protection. And it's now we live in a society where wearing masks should be the new norm, but half these motherfuckers don't care. Now that they said shit's fucking slowly reopening, they're like, fuck it, let's go get some Mexican food.
Where's your mask?
Or something. I don't understand it, man. Me?
Yeah, where's your mask?
You don't gotta wear a mask inside. I don't wear a mask inside. I wear a mask when I get around people.
Do you have a mask?
Oh, where's mine? I have a couple of them. This is the one that I have. One like this in my car. This is the one I'd be rocking to scare and make people feel uncomfortable. I'll put it on so I can make these people feel uncomfortable too while we're doing this live thing.
How did you get that, man?
That's how I do it. My mama sent it to me because she loves me.
That's like the one that the Chipotle people wear.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, I wear this when I go inside places. But no motherfucker can't understand me, so I gotta like. Take it down sometimes. It just defeats the whole purpose, if you ask me. But whatever.
Dude, Anthony's connection just completely got lost.
We got how many people live streaming right now? Do they have any questions?
Nobody's in the chat yet. I don't know what happened. Maybe it's all technical difficulties.
Can I get an F in the chat for family?
Jeez, what happened to this dude? He just like left. I'm trying to see what's up. Can you still hear me?
I can still hear you.
Have you been making any music?
Mm-mm. My Mac's fucked up, so I gotta wait till the Apple Store opens up so these motherfuckers can unlock it so I can use it finally. I don't know what the point of me. Why the fuck did I set up a fingerprint thing and then I use the fingerprint and it don't open up? And it's like, oh, your thing is locked. I'm like, bitch, you had me set up the fingerprint thing in the beginning so I can forget my password. Why the hell did you get my fingerprint and now I can't get in my laptop? Some bullshit.
Wait, what type of laptop do you have? You like one of the new ones?
Yeah, I got one of the new Macs. I got it for Christmas.
Oh. Snap.
Snap indeed, sir. Fucking snap indeed. I should be DJing, making some mixes, man. I've been listening to my old show. I'm like, ooh-wee, I want to get on that bit. And I get depressed because I can't get on my damn laptop because the motherfucker locked me out.
You know, yo, speaking of which, this other...
I changed the damn password.
Speaking of which, this guest that we're about to bring on, who's a special guest, just came.
Do they work for Apple?
I just met this guy. No. No. Damn, dude, I gotta change my seating position. But he's an audio engineer. He produces rappers.
Future?
Yeah, he produced Future. He produced NBA Youngboy. No, man. He produced Drake. No, I don't know. I don't know. We're about to find out. I mean, I haven't really had a phone call with him yet. I mean, I did have a phone call with him yet. But I haven't had a conversation about that. I'm supposed to meet with him tomorrow, and we're gonna set up a studio for him. He's trying to put up his own little podcast studio.
Oh, here in Texas, huh? He's in Austin.
Yeah.
You probably work with J. Cole. J. Cole comes down here to record sometime.
Maybe. I don't know. About to find out. He says he's trying to join the call, but I don't know, man. Dude, it's been a tough day, man. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why it's been so many struggles.
Mm-mm. I don't know either. I might take like 5-minute power nap while we're waiting.
Yeah, man. This whole pandemic thing has got me down. Yo, who's in the background talking?
That's my roommate. He's over there playing. He's playing that whatever game. What game are you playing, Winston?
Valorant.
Valorant?
Yeah, he got into the beta, so he's over there whooping some ass.
Wait, on the PC or on what is he playing it on?
He's PC gaming.
PC gaming. That's what's up.
Graphics look pretty dope. I feel like whenever they set it up, they should drop that bitch on a Switch. We used to play Palutena together and shit, but then we fell off on that hard. I fucked around and bought like the fucking character pack though, so whenever I do get back, I can play as all those motherfuckers. Used to play Smite too, but I fell off of that. Now it's all about Warzone.
Yeah, I haven't been playing anything. I played World of Warcraft a lot lately.
I tried to play a couple
of games of Apex. What's up?
You said you have a lot of free time, huh? You over here back on WoW. I see you exploring and doing goddamn looking quests and shit. And I'm like, man, if I had my Mac, I could be on some World of Warcraft too, nigga. Too bad I sold my character. I'd come back as a horde, though. I'd probably make a goblin shaman.
I got way too much free time right now. But,
hey,
dude,
who is that? What's that dog's name again?
No, this is Squirt. Oreo. Squirt's in the background. Squirt just barks like crazy. She didn't know any better. I don't know what's going on. But, oh, man.
This is great. I'm tempted to get some chicken that I got from Gus's, but I don't think that's a good look for the live stream. That's more of a private.
That's funny.
Up there, right,
dude,
there.
Have you had any trouble like finding things that you wanted to buy, like food or like electronics or anything, like that they're completely out of stock of?
No. First month I ordered a lot of bullshit on Amazon, though, and it was a little bit of delay, but other than that, I never went to HEB. I ended up getting a Groupon for Home Chef, and I ordered that for the last 2 months. I stopped doing that now because HEB changed its operating hours so I can get there in time. Meal Chef was just like this meal prep shit. They send you the food and you just cook it. I got a bunch of ones that you just threw in the oven. So that's
look
what I was doing.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, this is the producer. What's up, man? I heard you work with.
Oh, no, this is Anthony. He's back. Anthony's back.
I was just fucking with Trent. Trent said he got a special guest that worked with Future.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear us? Dude, what's going on with his stuff?
Was there a delay or did he say, Can you hear Trent? Can you hear me?
Oh, your connection is buggy. Your connection's in and out, man.
We here.
Yeah, we're here.
We can't hear.
but you might not be here.
Oh, I got the munchies like a motherfucker, man. I might have to go get a piece of that chicken, man. I'm hungry as hell.
All right, go get the chicken. Go get the chicken.
No. No, I'm not going to. No.
Dude,
now
I'll go get some.
I'm now on overtime now. Every minute costs $1,500. What's up to my niggas out in Philadelphia? My niggas on the East Coast, West Coast, and the Dirty South.
Oh, yeah. Let me send you the link.
Uh-oh, somebody's loading.
Dude, this app is not as... Oh, what is this? No.
This is your first time using this, huh?
Well, this is my first time trying to put a stress test on
this
it.
Nigga,
this
nigga look
bad.
Like he got to kick his computer. He's like, fuck this shit.
He's going... Where he got in and out. That's hilarious. Keeps on getting disconnected. Oh, I just got left. Who's coming in? Who's up next? Hey, can you hear me? Yo, he's coming in here. And he's... Oh, dude, your connection is so laggy. Yeah.
Yeah, we all here. This is pork, by the way.
Is that bone in or bone out?
Bone in.
Wait, do you eat pork?
Mm-mm.
I didn't think so. Kill you.
But fried chicken, on the other hand, is good for the soul. What do I do with this?
Anthony, your connection just keeps on dropping out.
Am I gone?
No, you're still there. Oh, now he's gone. Oh, snap. Who's about to leave next? I'm going to be stuck here doing this podcast by myself. Snap, who's this? Oh, it's Seabass. Seabass is back.
Over here looking like a stereotype, like a motherfucker. I'm hungry, though. Eat before I go to
Seabass is back, but Anthony just can't get his connection to come through. Whoop. Now everybody's gone, and it's just me alone. I can't believe it. Wait, who's this? And Seabass, he's back.
Destroyed the chicken, though. My dog looking like, I wish you fuck up and dropped it. Nope. Can't have no chicken, little nigga.
That's bone in?
Told y'all niggas. Mm-hmm. You got to tell four. Now I get to just act straight SAB style. There's no fucks given.
Oh,
what did
man,
I pay for the chicken?
On?
I'm getting all the meat. I'm going to get turned into a meme. That's what's going on. Be careful with this. I'll be right back.
All right. Yo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. What? I don't know, man. Your connection keeps going in and out. Well, you're back now a little bit. A little bit. Yeah, you're good. You're good now.
Well, yeah. Shout out to all the real niggas doing real thing. All right, we got about. Shoot. I got a little bit longer, Trent. Right? Then I got to go get on this paper.
I got you. Grind. I got you.
Stop by my baby mama's house.
Trying to get this thing.
All seven of them.
All seven of your baby mamas?
For the culture. Mm-hmm. All seven of them.
Every single time. Every single time he exits the room. What the? Oh, there we go. This dude's trying to get on his phone, too. It's all these. Dude, it's on your phone.
I'm just making sure my freaking connection's cool.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Dynamite, don't you? come here.
I should have said iPhone instead of Android. We're almost there, man. We're almost at top on the top, top tier. We just gotta keep going. All right. Here we go.
You stay. All right. Oh, chill out. Don't take the cord down with you.
We're almost there.
What do you want? Get more water.
Oh snap! You're going on the ground.
Oh, down the mic.
Okay. Anthony, you got something to shout out? You got something going on?
Yo. Shout out to the homies at BBS. Shout out to Rebel Miss. Shout out to all of my colleagues from Cleveland to Texas, wherever they may be. Shout out to the Epic Radio Show. Shout out to all the homies out there.
SAB, you got something to shout out?
It's a lot of pressure. Who do I shout out? Shout out to number one, Black Dynamite. Shout out to my mama. Shout out to my Warzone homies. 17 Dubs, baby. And shout out to the niggas out there getting this money regardless. They got to. Shout out to the niggas getting unemployment. To me. I'm about to put that shit too. Been a better time to live off a government system. God damn. Shout out to everybody. I always make the transition for Trent very awkward. I love it. He's got to think about how to approach him.
Dude, are you telling me that I don't have...
Oh, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second. Hold on. Are you trying to tell me I don't have my black card?
I didn't say you didn't have your black card. I say I give you hard thing to transition into from. Like, if you want to stay just completely neutral.
Yeah, of course.
I make it a little hard.
Yo, but I got some shout outs. I'm going to shout out Brian Kern at the Common Chaos Podcast.
Of course.
I'm going to shout out Knives Monroe. I'm going to shout out DJ ASAB, even though he's on this stream. Look at him dipping out. Look at his connection. The connections, man. Tough. Tough business running these Wi-Fi connections that they got. Are you guys telling me you guys don't have fiber at your house?
What the fuck is fiber? You talking about that shit that makes you poop?
Okay, first of all, I got to explain it. Brand new, fresh out the box, fresh out the locks, fresh from the docks. I just work like it's box.
All right.
Bars.
That was bars. I like that.
That was bars. Short and simple. There were bars. That was some bars. Oh, Lord, man.
You got the munchie like a mom.
So, we were talking about video games for a short bit there. Anthony Anthem, are you playing any new games?
Shoot, I'm on that new season of Apex, of course.
Season 4.
And then, of course, I also picked up that new Tekken 7 season. So, I've been getting up with the new seasons of some of my favorite series.
I haven't played Tekken.
So, whether it was a headshot or a knockout, I'm going in. Now, you need to get up on that Tekken, bro.
I used to play Apex Legends. I heard they changed the map and shit. I need to get on that shit.
Oh, it's even crazier than last time.
Dude, my Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
My Wi-Fi is too. I couldn't get very good connection to play online for Apex. The Wi-Fi was just so busted.
You got that PC, man. You need to get you a PC.
Yeah, but I have Xbox. I have Xbox One.
Price right now.
No, I have Xbox One.
Oh, then what you need to do is download all the good shit on your Xbox, get on Warzone, and get the dubs with us.
How come y'all both don't? How come we don't form a guild and play World of Warcraft together?
Because I already prioritize Warzone. If I had WoW in my life, my bitch would leave me for real. I already played Warzone till 6 in the morning. I was playing WoW. Oh no. She would leave me. I would have no my bitch. I'm about to go on a raid. I would get down on some WoW though. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Let me fuck around and be my shaman again. Fuck a social life, man. We supposed to stay at home anyway.
Man, I never used to leave, man.
Right, I used to play WoW.
As you know, I'm gonna be playing in a box.
My bad. I'm trying to get our fourth guest into our third guest in here, and he's having the same problems y'all were having with getting into the room.
Oh Lord Jesus.
But yeah, I'm gonna try and Yo, you still there? Hello?
Yes, Spotify. I fuck with Spotify. Google. Damn. I'm gonna open up that whole big ass thing. God damn it. Uh-oh, here we go.
No, I'm still here.
This has been the most interesting live stream.
I'm trying to explain to this to Jeff, the third guest, how to get in, but his phone's blocking him like it was blocking y'all too. So I'm trying to fix it.
Oh, do you need to go to the browser setting and then look at permissions?
Yeah.
Of what
side? Well, come to find out, there's an easier way, because if you click the lock that's up at the top of near the URL, it'll say connection, and then it'll say camera and microphone. Are they allowed? But then you can just click site settings and reset the settings. But the thing the thing with Anthony was that he has iOS. So when he was getting in, then it would, I don't know how to fix that yet. I got to figure out how to fix that. Cause it didn't approve it. What it was doing was that it wasn't allowing him to send the audio that I was talking back to his phone.
Oh, what?
Yeah, man. I don't know. But right now, I don't know if he can hear us.
Oh, he can hear us.
Yeah, you. What, have you still been driving, or are you, you're doing the train stuff, and then you're doing the other stuff? What's up with your podcast? You still doing the podcast? I haven't seen it in a while. I saw you promote it. You're changing the name of the podcast? Wait, why the heck is your...
Oh, I'm out.
Why is this not working? Why is your audio not coming through?
I don't know. I gotta head out here in a minute, Trent.
All right, well.
Stop. I was not gonna be that stereotype and chicken on live stream, but I'm hungry as hell.
I'm trying to fix.
Do you live stream?
Oh, okay, now he's back.
Whenever you play Apex. Ooh.
Anthony, his everything.
Are they gonna have a piece of chicken?
Everything we were just talking about. What's going on?
Wait, is it delayed like that? Is he now just seeing me consume this chicken? Because it's almost gone by then. If it's delayed, I'm getting it.
On his end, it must be delayed. I don't know what's going on with his connection, but it just came back.
Well, all I saw is that you pulled up like a big ass piece of chicken.
Hilarious, because I'm seeing it react.
Well, my bad. I'm like, damn, hold on, please.
It's delayed. it's like delayed is. Oh, get out.
My dog just like please drop this off. This is Sunday fun day for you, though, huh?
Hey, yo, no. Has anybody been able to try a Popeye's chicken sandwich?
I've had it.
Dude, I love it.
Niggas over it. I wouldn't.
I don't get the spicy. I get the regular. Work. No mayo on that one.
You don't get the spicy?
No, I just put Louisiana hot sauce on it.
That's like the best one.
Okay, Trent, you almost lost your black card. I was like, you went to Popeyes and got mild, but you saved it with the Louisiana hot sauce. All right, I feel you on that.
And I just picked up a bottle of. Do you like Valentina's?
I mean, if that's the only option.
Valentina's, what's that?
Oh man, it's like this. It's like Mexican hot sauce.
Mexican hot sauce.
Yeah.
That's your hot sauce? Wait.
Yeah, what's your favorite hot sauce?
Sure, I don't think I've heard that brand. Hold on, wait a minute. Is it that one with the thick bottles they usually have in the Mexican shops?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay, never mind. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And I what's your favorite hot sauce?
I bought this shit up in the Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Whoo! Let's see here. For flavor, I would have to say Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
But if I want something that's going to kick me in the face, I like that green chili salsa verde sauce. The spicy one.
Are you talking about Hernandez?
Yeah, I like Hernandez.
Dude, I love Hernandez. Have you ever gotten their
green chili?
Have you ever gotten their guacamole?
No, but I heard that shit's fire.
Dude, the guacamole salsa is great. I love it.
See, I love some guacamole salsa,
Yeah.
Man, I be drying my tacos and that shit. It be half taco, half salsa, man. Half guacamole and salsa. Oh shit, the Mexicans are getting down in my neighborhood.
I'm good. I am good. Sorry.
Dude, I'm kind of jealous. I need to get some chicken. I cooked a full family size bag of chicken nuggets, and then some mozzarella sticks.
Have you heard of High Wings, Trent?
High Wings.
High Wings, like you're saying high.
Oh, somebody. High Wings, High Wings. Yeah. Off of Anderson.
Have you been there? Yeah, the one off of Anderson.
Yeah. That's right next to the game, the Land Center. No, I never went in. But I never went in there. But I was interviewing for a job at that gaming center.
They have a full like garlic roasted Korean style fried chicken that I want to try.
Did you ever go to down the way the chicken?
Oh Lord, that sounds.
What's that chicken joint right down the way?
I live at several of them.
What's that chicken and waffles place that's right down the way from there?
Happy.
Yes, Happy Chicks, man. Happy Chicks. That place is solid.
Oh, this...
Who's gone?
Man, y'all making me miss the South. That's one thing I miss about the South.
There you go.
Y'all always have some fried places all over the damn place. Get you a five piece for like $3 or something.
I heard.
I
hold it down up there with them ribs, though. St. Louis ribs, no joke, man. The motherfucker.
So, man, you come to KC, man, we got them burn ins.
I heard. Okay, I heard.
Some burn ins.
Some of the best.
Some ribs.
Some of the best barbecue. Yeah.
Barbecue sandwiches.
Hold up. Hold up.
Oh, yeah, man. We're putting it down out here.
Sandwiches.
Damn, right? That makes me want to get some Terry's or something. But, hey, Trent, I got to get at him.
You got a dip set?
I ain't going to knock out Miss Keith Stout. I got to come over here and try to sauce.
Yeah, I got a dip set.
All right.
What if we did another one Tuesday?
Dude, we got to do this a little differently,
for a culture Tuesday.
Yeah,
I'm still watching on Twitter.
We're going to try to figure this out, but we'll try to get you back on the show. I'm going to try and do something different because, man, this connection ain't working out for us. We got to go a different route.
Good.
But,
that way we got time to look at some other ones and see if we can find.
All right, man, maybe.
Nice chopping it up with you.
I guess we do Zoom next time. I don't know. We'll figure it out. All right, Seabass.
Please, Lord. Let's do it again.
We'll see what happens.
Already, man. Already.
Peace.
See you later. All right. Hey, Anthony, you still here?
Peace, brother. Nice to meet you. But... So I'm gonna roll out too soon because this ain't working. I gotta get to the store before they close.
Oh wait, you're dipping on me too? Oh snap. I was fixing to put
you in the number two spot. Yeah, unfortunately, I gotta
go too. I was gonna put you in the number two spot real quick, but let's see. All right, well I mean this actually kinda worked out. I guess we got something going on here, but actually that was not the smartest idea. We'll put this back up here. We're supposed to have.
Hopefully, if I can get everything set up on Tuesday, I could join y'all or something.
Yeah, get your headphones or what? Get you some headphones or something to be able to hear.
Yeah, I love them on my brother. So I don't bring them through.
Did you move? Did you?
We'll get something wrong.
Did you move out of your parents' place or where are you at now?
Yeah, I got my own spot now.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. This is my new apartment.
Oh, snap. That's why. You just got new internet. You just moved into the place?
Yep. Yeah, I just moved in like a few days ago.
Oh, snap. Oh, okay. So when did you start working at the rail yard?
Man, I've been working with them since like end of December. End of November, beginning of December.
Oh, all right, all right. Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, if you got to go, then I'll talk to you. I'll try to get you back on Tuesday, man. We had a little bit of connection issues, but yeah, we'll try to do this again.
We'll work it out.
Yeah, this software is pretty good, but I mean, I don't know what's bugging it up, but I'm getting a couple of different errors going on. So we'll try and figure this out, and we'll get it fixed and whatnot. But yeah, you got anything going on? Anything you want to shout out before you go?
Stay tuned. Delivery Bros comes back in June.
All right, man. Already. All right. If you got to take off, then, man, yeah, stay straight. Be good. All right.
Be safe.
All right. Be safe.
Peace.
Later. Whoa. Let's see. This thing's tripping out. All right, hold on. We got another guest going on here, but I'm gonna try and see if I can't see what's going on. This podcast was brought to you by Restream. Go to restream.trentknox.com and start streaming today to multiple platforms such as Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all of that. And yeah, get your brand popping like Jack Harlow. Man, this is a Hard Knocks Life with Trent Knox. And we had Sebastian Thomas, or DJ SAB, and Anthony Anthem Williams, host of the Delivery Bros podcast, on there shortly. And yeah, sorry for all the for all the technical difficulties that went through this podcast, but takes a bit to get some folks on the right page and on track. Not everybody just freestyles the way that I freestyle, and there could be a little bit of technical difficulties in that freestyling. And we're trying to use this new software, OBS Ninja, to bring in like a more quality production. And unfortunately, the video call, their connections to the internet, for whatever reason, they were having a little bit of a tough time getting into there. And then Sebastian was doing all right. His video call was all right, but there seemed to be a lag on the end of Anthony, and so he was just he was trying to make it work. But we'll try to come back on Tuesday with them too, and do another show, and get them to be able to really communicate and talk about what they got going on. Yeah, and I've got a new setup sort of, and I'm not too certain what was bugging it up as far as like the virtual output that was going on. Supposedly it's supposed to work. Supposedly that my JVC going through the Elgato is supposed to go over the NDI and then get turned into a virtual output and then be able to work over the internet. But for some reason, it wasn't encoding correctly, or for whatever reason, maybe my graphics card is getting too heavy of a load, but who knows? I don't know. I don't have one of them fancy RTX cards yet. Maybe one day I'll have one of those fancy RTX cards from NVIDIA and won't have a problem. But anyway, so we were talking about gig economy jobs, and I do want to shout out Postmates and say that there's currently a $625 guarantee for the first 85 deliveries. If you go to postmates.trentknox.com, you can sign up and take advantage of that sign up bonus. I should say sign up guarantee, not bonus, and start delivering today. And what else can I shout out for promos? If you're looking for banking and you're looking for you need a solid bank account, you need access to a lot of branches and ATMs, I highly suggest Chase Bank, JP Morgan, and I would go to chase.trentknox.com. And for the first $500 you fund your account, you'll get $500 back. I think you have to have a certain amount of transactions in order to get that. But go over there, check that out. That's a $500 sign-up bonus if you go to chase.trentknox.com and check that out. Right now we're waiting to see if Jeffrey Jett of Jett Studios is going to be coming on. And then wrap up the show. If not, then we're going to wrap up the show and call it a day for this podcast. I know that there's struggles, man. Struggle bus today. I saw some folks on DLive. They were able to catch the stream. I think we're having issues on Facebook. I think we're having issues on Twitch, YouTube, and Mixer, and Periscope. But we're out. We're out there broadcasting, man. It's Trent Knox. Again, this is the Hard Knox Live Show. Or Hard Knock Life with Trent Knox. And just got to take a deep breath sometimes because, you know, everything doesn't go perfect. But I'm trying to do it and trying to make it happen. Still waiting on a word back. And still trying to hear a word back from Jeff. Looks like he's having issues. I'm trying to get him back in here. I'm trying to get him in here. Let's see. So I'm trying to get him to send me a screenshot so that so I can see what's going on. One of the issues that we're having with this OBS Ninja software is that when guests want to come on via mobile and they want to use their mobile device, because so many different devices are different, it doesn't, for some reason, some people accidentally, or maybe they just they have their settings to where it's blocked, that the they block their ability to have the webcam access their phone, or have the webcam feature access their front-facing camera, or access their microphone. So then whenever they try to join the room, it comes in with no microphone or no voice. If I can get a screenshot of him logging in, then I can see what's going on and try and get it fixed up. But for right now, we're just trying to work out these technical difficulties. And then we'll bring them on again. We'll bring on the next guest and talk a little bit more. And then I'm supposed to meet up with him tomorrow. And we're gonna be doing some photo shoots, trying to get some photos for his Jett Studios and post those up on social media. Jeffrey's been doing audio engineering for a long time. He's produced hip hop artists, you know, rock music. He's producing podcasts now too. And me and him are going to try to work out something, put together a little studio, build a studio with cameras and whatnot, and do some in-person stuff, and maybe do a little political show here shortly. But I'm trying to get him on the show, and just a couple technical difficulties. We're trying to iron out the kinks, and we'll get it in. But just give us a bit, and then we'll do it. I'm on Facebook Messenger. We're just trying to get some screenshots so I can see actually what's going on. Because at this moment, I'm kind of in the blind, and I can't remote access his phone so that I can just get it right for him like that. He's going to have to, you know, I mean, same as what we were doing with that. In the end, we weren't able to get Anthony Anthem on his iPhone, but he was able to get on the laptop, and he was able to listen. But we're trying to, we were able to get Sebastian on, but we're still waiting on getting getting Jeffrey in here. But Jeff Jett onto the show, and it's just gonna be a bit, just trying to figure it out. So we're gonna get this working. We're gonna get this working right. Ah, there we go. We got it. There we go, man. I can hear you. Yeah. Sebastian was having the same problem. Actually, I gotta throw you up on the screen. Now I'm gonna bring you in to the show. Let's see. Boom. Entrepreneurs. Here we go. Hold on. Oh yeah, I got the visuals.
Ready? How y'all doing?
There we go. How's it going? What are you rocking on there? What is that, a rock shirt? Is that a band shirt?
Oh no, man! It's words of wisdom. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Eddie, I know you weren't preparing to be on here, but tell them a little bit about yourself. I own a home health care company here in Austin.
Oh, all right.
And I work with agent and disability services, anybody aging. So basically my clientele ages range from 29 to 103.
Gotcha. Cool. Jeff, is there any way you can turn your phone or to the side so we can get a landscape shot?
Yeah, I'll try to do that. Let me set it up here. Hold on one second here. I'm gonna set y'all up in the cradle up here.
There we go.
Oh, hold on. There we go. Yeah, let me see. So there's kind of a landscape. Can y'all see it?
Yep. There we go. I just gotta fix the.
All right. My spaceship. All right.
There we go, man. That's Jet Studios. Jeff of Jet Studios. Jeff Jett of Jet Studios on the show. Yeah, so.
Man, sorry it took so long, man. I don't know why my camera was blocked.
I think it's a default setting because you weren't the only one that had that issue. So it just happens to be that's the way things are going today. And, you know, luckily enough, I had all those screenshots prepared from working with Sebastian to get his on there, but they had to dip out. They both are working that gig economy work, so they got to go hit the grind.
Oh, that's good, man. So what were y'all talking about?
I mean, that's pretty much what we were talking about, was just grinding and gig economy work and what stuff like that, but their connections were a little bit buggy, so We talked a little bit about gaming and whatnot. I was gonna, you know, Sebastian, he's a DJ, and so I wanted you to be on the show too to talk with him about music and whatnot, but we just couldn't get it worked out. I don't know what happened with that, but
yeah, the good thing is I think I have it figured out now.
For sure. And so yeah, I've talked to you before. Obviously, I'm going to be over at your place tomorrow, but maybe you guys could tell my network a little bit what you got going on, what you have in mind for a show.
Well, yesterday we were working on some commercials, and the commercials and podcasts seem to be kind of where we're going. Before, I was producing a lot of music, and I still am, but I'm kind of veering towards more of the podcast and like yesterday I did a voiceover and two commercials, but I'm really digging the whole like voiceovers and commercials now, and of course podcast, anything with voice.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you were able to connect with me over at Alignable, man. I don't, you know, I got into that from an event venue owner, Laura Luther. You know, shout out to her. Who she and I connected because her son is like a young savant DJ, making his own music, producing his own beats and whatnot from basically around Roblox and like Minecraft and stuff like that. Like he's played like over 100 shows like that, as a little, you know, little genius, a little art savant and whatnot. And she was looking for someone to manage, to be like a social media manager for him. And it didn't end up working out with me and her, but we've stayed connected and I got onto that site Alignable, and I've looked at it, but I didn't really, I couldn't figure it out. And I'm glad that, you know, that they kind of put us in the same network. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it just kind of worked out that way because another studio in Georgetown, yeah, kind of reached out to me. And anyways, one thing led to another, and y'all popped up. And I was like, man, I got to connect with these guys because y'all are doing exactly what I'm trying to do, but you specialize more in the video aspect. And, you know, I specialize more in the audio. I thought, man, this is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think it's obviously it's a lot easier to do off network, you know, offline video production and whatnot. And it's easier to do one setup when everybody's in a room and you can kind of manage the environment with the video stuff. And this pandemic or social distancing order has definitely made it very complicated. But I'm glad that, you know, things like this, they can work. They do work. It's just got to put a lot of work into it to make it work the way you want it to. But yeah, we've been my network of podcasters. You know, I got my buddy Brian Kern does the Common Chaos Knives, which you were able to connect with us over a voice call yesterday, or was it yesterday or the day before yesterday? And we got to chat with him a little bit. Yesterday, or today's Sunday, so it must have been Friday. Had to have been.
Yeah, you know, time flies. Yeah. I think you're right.
And Knives has been on the scene in Austin for a while, maybe like 10 years or something like that, and on and off in the scene, been producing videos for different people. But we, you know, the network of videographers and whatnot that I've got together now, we're trying to do some different stuff. Obviously, I'm the live streaming guy, but that kind of turned into podcasting, and we've been able to work with different people on getting their podcasts up. And that live streaming aspect is definitely the additional kicker, but it's really challenging for some folks. Because it, you know, you got to have the right type of internet, you got to have all these things, and it's a lot easier offline than it is online. So I hear about these companies now that all have pretty much turned into remote work, and people are really having a hard time with it, the remote work stuff.
Yeah, and that's why I'm kind of learning. You know, I'm trying to, you know, with this whole thing, like, that's a simple thing to you to kind of connect to this network. You know, man, I'm just glad that I was able to work it out. But, you know, so, nah, this is a learning process for me, man.
You know what? I never did ask you, how long have you been producing music? I knew you said a long time, but I don't remember when you started or like what was your first production?
Yeah. Man, it's funny because I have the studio here, but I still have my 4-track Tascam from way back. And before that, I was taking tapes and I was recording on them and I'm my first mic. So, man, if I had to say how long I've been producing, is probably, I'd say probably from 2002, I really kind of, probably before that, but I kind of got a little more serious by that time. But I've always kind of been into the music scene. It's just I was more of an artist before, and now I focus more on producing.
Hey, y'all, this is Trent Knox again. My apologies for the technical difficulties we had during recording the show. But yeah, the show cut off abruptly at the end here. And we didn't get enough time with Jeff Jet of Jet Studios. But we look forward to having him back on the show soon. And we're definitely going to have Sebastian, our DJ SAB, as well as Anthony Anthem of the Delivery Bros podcast back on the show at a later date. Possibly Tuesday, we were talking about throughout the podcast. But yeah, thank you for listening to this episode or watching this episode. If you were able to watch it on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter. And like I said, I pretty much shouted out all of my affiliate marketing, influencer marketing, sponsorships in the middle of the show. But if you're looking to do some multi-broadcasting like I'm doing, you can go to restream.trentknox.com to check out Restream. It's a great service. Check that out. Again, if you're looking for banking or whatnot to have the most branches and ATMs, I highly recommend taking out chase.trentknox.com and taking advantage of some of those bonuses for signing up for a brand new checking account. And then what else do we got going on here? Let me do a quick search and then I'll close out this show with some final words. Let's see. Boom. We're going to check this out. Yeah, there's also the fuel rewards and whatnot. Oh, there's a really important one that I want to mention. It's Stride. I forget. I don't have it, I don't think, yet. But if you go to, let me see. I'll have to put that one up for you, but it's going to be stride.trentknox.com. Take care of all your tax needs and what you need to do to get that popping off so that you, as an independent contractor, gig worker, whatever, or even if you're just your average everyday Joe, to be able to track your expenses versus your profits. And then at the end of the year, when tax season comes up, you're squared away. But again, thank you for watching the show. Trent Knox here, signing off.